Hello, my name is Marlene, and I'd like to welcome you to Vegan Nation. Vegan Nation is an informational program featuring vegan music, news, events, and interviews about the vegan evolution revolution happening worldwide, manifesting a paradigm of health, wellness, peace, liberation, and sustainability. The views in this program do not necessarily reflect the views and opinions of the station nor its management. Vegan Nation has been on air since 2015. Much thanks to all our listeners for tuning in to Vegan Nation. I am very thrilled and honored that we are joined by Stella Paris, and Stella is joining us via Skype in West Midlands, England. Stella Paris is an actress, singer-songwriter, vegan activist. She is multilingual and an international traveler. She's very courageous, noble, and compassionate. Welcome, Stella, and thank you very much for joining us on Vegan Nation.
Hello. Hi, Marlene. I'm so happy to be talking to you finally.
Yes. The last I saw on social media that you were sitting in Snibs Cave in Scotland.
Yes, I was shooting the music video over there. And actually, I came across Snibs Cave by chance. Well, we were shooting the music video in Scotland, but obviously I don't know my whereabouts over there. I just love how magical it is. I love the Celtic vibes and everything. And, I love the nature and the ocean and the sea. I just find it so healing. So we were only going to shoot on the shores, on the actual beach. But then I met some locals in the small village, and they told me about Snibs Cave, and they told me the history about it, and they told me that for 3 decades it was inhabited by a hermit. And, well, I went to explore it, and it was perfect. So we shot there as well.
Oh, that's great. Thank you, and congratulations.
Thank you so much.
Love following your travels.
I was in Florida for a long time, and I was looking for a business there. I was there for like 6 months. I was in Ecuador. I was in Galapagos. Then I came to UK. Then I went to Crete. And then I went up to Scotland to film the music video. But my actual house is in the West Midlands. And I'm originally from Malta, from the Maltese Islands.
So I'm really excited about this. Let's start.
Yeah, me too.
Oh, good. Let's start out with food, talking about food, especially that you are an international traveler. And so Here you are, still a vegan through and through.
Yes, 8 years. 8 years now.
Wonderful.
I travel all over. Yeah, this year I've been to Ecuador, to Galapagos. I spent a lot of time in Florida because I was actually looking for my new business, my new vegan business, which will be a pub and a restaurant. And yeah, I've been to Crete this year, back home in Malta to see my parents.
Thank you.
listening to Stella Paris, To the Animal.
You know, Michael and Terry, they own the Las Aguas Risas vegan community, right? Where they are conserving 100 acres of land of rainforest in Ecuador.
Yes, they are totally awesome.
They're the ones who introduced me to you. So I spent a month with them there. And obviously, oh my God, Terry was cooking food from scratch. Like, she makes her own tofu and everything. She's so, so good. Such a good chef, honestly.
We're listening to Stella Paris, an actress, singer-songwriter, and vegan activist, an international traveler. You tuned in to Vegan Nation. I'm your host, Marlena Massachusetts. And now we'll continue our conversation with Stella Paris.
Unfortunately, in mainland Ecuador, if you are not in a main city, it's very hard to find vegan food in restaurants. Their cuisine is very meat-based, and it's not like Indian or Sri Lankan cuisine where they make really nice stews with lentils, chickpeas, vegetables. And imagine, right, I'm not like trying to moan here or anything, but you've got the Amazonian rainforest, you've got so many vegetables, herbs and spices, and they're not putting them to use like the Indians and the Sri Lankans do. So you won't find like a vegetable stew in the Ecuadorian cuisine when you're passing through villages. You just have to stick with juices, fried plantain, fried cassava, boiled potatoes. When you go to Ecuador and you're out of the city, you really have to plan ahead. You do have to plan ahead. But remember, for me, it was not an issue because most of the time I was at the vegan community. It was easy in the vegan community because once a week we used to go shopping in the village next to us. It was 1 hour's drive away. We used to go every Monday. I used to go with Terry and Michael. And she used to buy the fruit and the vegetables. And she also used to bake her own bread as well, because the bread in Ecuador, you can't trust it because sometimes they use donkey fat. So she made her own bread and she did it very quickly and easily. She made tofu from scratch. She made lots of stews, lots of nice curries. She even made vegan cakes. The fruit there is what is magical about Ecuador. You have so many fruit there. I've tasted some fruit that I had never heard of before, and I got addicted to it. And there was so then I went back to Florida and they had this fruit, and I was paying so much money to get it. It was it was called the tree tomato. I got obsessed about the tree tomatoes. Have you ever had them, Marlene?
No, I haven't.
Oh my God, they're really, really nice. I don't know. It's just really the taste really satisfied me.
Oh, good. Thank you. And also thanks to Michael and Terry at Laughing Waters Vegan Community in Ecuador.
Oh, yeah. They're doing really great work there.
Stella, what are some of your favorite vegan foods?
So my favorite food definitely has to be Tofu. I love tofu for breakfast, for lunch, and for dinner. I love scrambled tofu. I love it in stews and curries. I like it like salt and pepper, like fried tofu style. You can do so much with tofu, and it's got so much protein in it. I just fell in love with it. I'm like tofu obsessed. Yeah, I also like tempeh as well. Tempeh is really high in protein too, and it's a source for vitamin B12. And I also eat a lot of seaweeds. So here in UK, I eat a lot of what is called samphire, and I make a reference to it in my song By the Sea. And I also eat other seaweeds as well, like wakame and nori. Yeah.
Oh, great. Thank you. Stella, I'd also like to hear about your upcoming protest and vegan event in Liverpool.
Yes, so I am joining this organization called Speciesism.wtf and an artist called Stephanie Lane, and she does art installations that put humans in the position of animals. So, for instance, on Saturday, we are doing this protest, which is called Fishing is Not Humane. Me and some other protesters, we are going to lie on the floor, on the ground. We're going to have nets over us, and we're going to be wearing like skin-colored like outfits. And then there's going to be a person on a megaphone speaking out ironical and sarcastical stuff about fishing. And obviously, people around giving leaflets and explaining why fishing is not humane. And the reason why I'm doing this, first of all, I've been following Speciesism.wtf for a very long time, and I've seen them travel around the world and do these different protests. They've done the milk is not humane. And I'm sure you've seen it, Marlene, where the ladies, they are wearing like foil on their breasts, and it mimics them being milked, and they've got blood and mud on there to show what cows go through in the dairy industry. So, I really like how they bring art together with protesting and speaking up for the animals, kind of similar to how I did with my song. And I wanted to join them, so I messaged them, I reached out, and I thought, yes, fishing is not humane. I really want to speak up for the fish and the marine animals. I have a lot of love for fish, for octopus, for lobsters. I really love, the animals underwater. They are so misunderstood. Just like us, they have a nervous system, a circulatory system, a digestive system. And so, just like us, they feel pain. And I have first-hand experiences with fish because I went snorkeling in several places, and I connected with fish. Yes, I connected with fish. And some people look at you and think that you're high or something. But I had fish following me underwater, like puppies, rubbing themselves against me like a school of fish. And they came to play with me, and I grabbed some sand and some empty seashells, and I rubbed them in my hand, and they came to see what I was doing. And I was humming for them and making like a special underwater sound with my hand and the shells, and they came to see. So it is very obvious that fish have feelings, and I have started reading a book by Jonathan Balcom, and it's called What a Fish Knows. And I mean, I've been vegan for 8 years, but I was astounded by the things that I didn't even know. Like a sturgeon can live up to 120 years, lobsters live up to 100 years. And these people, they just buy a lobster, like a luxury, and they don't care for his or her life. And you've just stolen God knows how many years of a sentient being's life. It's very selfish. It's disgusting. I find it very disgusting, and it really angers me when people say posting reels and showing reels about how they cook lobsters and crabs and just any animal, you know, any animal. And another thing that I try to explain to people is try and be more empathic and try to visualize, try to imagine what it would feel like if you were a fish. You're basically going to have a hook pierced through your lip. Then you're going to be reeled up out of the water. Everything is going to go blurry because obviously your eyes are meant to see underwater, not above. Then you're not going to be able to breathe. And so imagine all of those elements together. And fish struggle for life for a very long time. Some of them struggle until their lungs collapse for 10 minutes, 15 minutes, but some even up to an hour or more. And a lot of people don't know this. And another thing is that fishing kills other animals as well. So these things about people not like thinking about animals and being selfish, and even fishing, like they do it as a hobby. It just really, really annoys me. So it's nice to be able to do this on Saturday because I'm actually doing something which is organized and I'm not quarreling and arguing with anyone. You know what I mean?
You tuned into Vegan Nation. I'm your host, Molly Narrow in Worcester, Massachusetts. We'll be taking a short break, and then we'll continue our conversation with Stella Paris. We're listening to her song, By the Sea.
And I also eat a lot of seaweeds. So here in UK, I eat a lot of what is called samphire, and I make a reference to it in my song, By the Sea. Take me where.
Welcome back from the break. Thank you very much for joining us on Vegan Nation. I'm your host, Marlena, Massachusetts, and we're joined by Stella Paris in West Midlands, England. She's just amazing, just amazing. Oh, so I'm so grateful. Thanks again, Stella, for joining us on Vegan Nation.
Take my hand and jump. Oh, it's my pleasure. Thank you.
Oh, thank you. And I want to say a big gratitude to you for your courage and your noble activism of speaking out as a vegan activist for vegan advocacy on your platform. Let's hear about that.
Yeah, so I have quite a few followers on Instagram. Currently, it's at 340,000. Well, about a year and a half ago, I decided I wanted to be more of a transparent page. I wanted to be posting more of what goes in my mind and what I really am passionate about. I used to post more about like my modeling stuff and like simple captions and stuff like that. But I'm a very deep person and I do care about the animals very much. And I had mentioned veganism along the years, but I used to drip drop it. And then there was a point where I was like, you know what? I don't give two flying hoots anymore of what anyone thinks. If they want to leave, they can unfollow me. But I want to speak for the animals and this is what I'm going to do. Because otherwise, if I can't post what I want on my page, then what is the point of having it? Otherwise, just not post anything at all, you know? That is how I felt. So last year I started by taking part in an outreach. I organized that protest myself. It was outside a really horrible place in England. It's a beagle puppy farm. And they basically sell the beagle puppies to UK laboratories for animal research. I learned about this place. I didn't even think that animal research was a thing anymore in UK, and I didn't even think that they tested on beagles. And I was shocked and horrified, and I learned about this from some customers who came to my vegan restaurant last year. So I sat down with them and I said, well, this can't keep going on. I need to do something about it. I need to tell people, because I'm sure that if I didn't know, then most of the people in UK don't know, right? So I contacted what is called Can Beagle. My customers were part of this organization called Can Beagle, and they've been camping. Now they've been camping outside the puppy farm for 3 years. They've been camping for 3 years on the road. So I decided to organize this protest together with Can Beagle. And yeah, it felt really good to be able to do something about it, to be able to speak up, especially because the parliamentary petition was coming up, the UK parliamentary petition, which was asking for the government to prioritize non-animal methods and to ditch the animal research, because it's the government, the UK government, that keeps these places going, because they keep funding them. That is the issue. And the protest went really well. We had the workers. Yeah, at one point it was a bit scary, because they employ these tough-looking guys wearing huge sunglasses and wearing face masks. So they're not really brave. They're just to hide behind sunglasses and a face mask and attack women who are trying to make a change. And they called us sluts. They called us freaks. Yeah. But the protest made an impact because it caught the attention of the UK newspapers. Not much has been changed. But, you know, slowly, we can't give up. We cannot give up, you know. Little by little, we will get there. Yeah, and then I did another protest. We went to London in Downing Street, where the Prime Minister lives. It's very chaotic over there. We basically sat on the floor and we meditated, whereas others held placards and spoke to people.
Thank you, Stella. I do believe that you are powerful and significant in transforming this earthly paradigm from a carnist, violent, exploitative paradigm into the new vegan paradigm of nonviolence, of justice. So thank you.
Oh.
And beauty.
You're welcome. My pleasure. Thank you.
Speaking of creativity, let's hear about your songs.
Yes. So in summer, actually on National Animal Rights Day, I released To the Animals. And a couple of weeks ago, I released By the Sea.
Thank you. And congratulations. And so, again, I appreciate you sharing. And even when you shared your information about things you've experienced with anxiety, depression, and then also in relationships with betrayal and deception. Your experience is that a lot of women, even worldwide, experience similar type things happening. And I believe, again, a lot of chaos or disharmony is from being in a non-vegan paradigm, because I'm a believer in the boomerang effect, also called As We Sow, We Reap, through quantum vibrations, energy. And I know that you're into the spirituality too.
Yes.
So you know what I'm talking about. Yeah. And so I really believe that as we transform into a vegan paradigm, that the vices that are founded upon misogyny, oppression, violence, exploitation, slavery, and discrimination will eventually dissolve and be replaced by a new paradigm of peace and justice. Well, Stella, we're coming to a close in the interview for today. What websites or any contact information would you like to share with our listeners?
So all of my music is on Spotify and Apple Music. My Instagram page is Miss Stella Paris. And I love sharing my reels and my music. And you know, all my creative stuff to make others feel happy. I like to share my past experiences so that if someone out there maybe is going through the same thing or feeling the same thing, then they don't feel alone and they can feel free to express themselves and to feel part of something, to feel loved. That's basically my my wish. And of course, my biggest wish ever would be for the whole world to go vegan. The animals are always on my mind. They're always in my thoughts. I'm always thinking, is that vegan? Is that vegan? Mm-hmm. Like looking at clothes and like, okay, I have to ask, is that vegan? Are you sure it's not made of wool? Are you sure it's not, you know? Mm-hmm. That is my priority. So even with makeup, for example, I always make sure that the product is vegan, but also that it is cruelty free. So there's no animal research.
Yes, thank you.
Thank you so much for having me, Marlene. Thank you.
I greatly appreciate you.
Oh, I appreciate you as well. Thank you.
And much thanks also to our listeners for tuning in to Vegan Nation. Please join us again next week at the same time. You can hear this program again at vegansradio.com. Let's go out with more music from Stella Paris. Much thanks for tuning in to Vegan Nation. This is Marlene in Massachusetts, wishing you a peaceful, joyous, lovely day.
Just